I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
We want to get done what we got to get done. We're all going to have to sacrifice something.
At the end of the day, I'm out there. I feel good. I don't feel pain.
Don't get nervous now.
Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat?
Play fast, play random, play together.
Another one bites the dust. And another one gone. And another one gone. Another one bites the dust.
Antetokounmpo, he is dominating right now. Booker, long three-pointer. That's good. Devin Booker with a seven-footer right on him.
It's a 0-0 mindset for us going into game three. We know it gets rowdy in Milwaukee, but you know, I think we're ready for it.
He's Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, what is it that
we get
do?
What they want.
In game two of the NBA Finals last night, the people of Phoenix got what they wanted. It wasn't just the Chris Paul show. It was a full team effort led by Chris Paul. Devin Booker got buckets, hit some shots. Mikal Bridges had a game. Ayton did a lot of things to help contribute to the win. Jalen Rose, what did you think of the three-point barrage that the Suns unleashed last night in Phoenix?
I'm excited about this year's NBA Finals. Fresh faces. Two teams, no player on either squad has ever won an NBA championship, Jacoby. And for the Phoenix Suns, they earned this in the regular season with home court advantage. In game one, it was about fast break points and points in the paint. In game two, it was the three-point barrage. They made 20, and they got them in all ways, shapes, and forms. Mikal Bridges got him off to a good start. Jay Crowder was making threes. How about Cam Johnson? He's been nailing threes the entire postseason. And they were extremely well coached, and they got amazing guard play. Devin Booker was distributing early. They were in fast forward. That's what they want to do, play with tempo. CP3 said it. The old man like to walk it up sometime. That's the fourth quarter. You the rec ball expert. You know how this works. Early in the game, everybody running up and down. Fourth quarter, we're going to slow it down and get it to the old guy and close these boys out. It's like the NCAA tournament in a lot of ways. And I was really looking, like, really close, because you know I was at the game, and you know my vision ain't the best, so I was looking really, really close. And I was like, Chris Paul, Hall of Fame guard, he is better than Drew Holiday. Devin Booker, an ascending superstar, he is better than Chris Middleton. And then I was watching DeAndre Ayton change ends of the floor, and I was like, the better team is winning. That's why 89% of the time, the team that goes up 2-0 in the NBA Finals ultimately wins the championship.
Giannis and the Bucks did come from behind a 2-0 deficit against the Nets, but that was obviously injuries helped them get there. But Jalen, we talked about Booker and CP3. You did a great job just eloquating about how excellent they've been in this series. But last night was Mikal Bridges. Mikal Bridges, I mean, he had the game of his life last night in the NBA Finals. He was hitting threes, he was driving, and he made things very difficult on Chris Middleton. You're going to hear a lot about how Holiday and Middleton didn't perform last night, and they didn't, but the Suns had a lot to do with it, and so did Mikal Bridges on the defensive end. Mr. Rose.
I was singing the bridge is over, the bridge is over. When he was out there getting his career playoff high, he was balling. He always played D, but now instead of being just a spot-up shooter, he was mixing up his game. He did a pump fake a couple of times, dribbled in, shot a couple of different type of shots, and he's playing with a lot of confidence in front of his home fans.
Jalen, Giannis Antetokounmpo was dominant last night. This dude needs help. Someone help Giannis Antetokounmpo get a win in the finals. He cannot do it all himself. He had 42 points, Jalen Rose, getting whatever he wanted, whenever he wanted. Someone needs to help this man if they're going to win in Milwaukee.
The last time the Bucks won a championship, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was on the team. Mm-hmm. And I was feeling like Chuck D watching Giannis last night because he was going ooh and ah when I jump in my car. He was balling like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He was out there blocking shots. He was out there dunking on them. Stretch Armstrong leaps.
Yep.
And then the step back one leg jumper. He knocked down a couple of them too. In the first half, I looked up, I was like, how many rebounds do he got? It seemed like he was grabbing every rebound too. And for him to return from the injury that he returned from, the hyperextension of his knee, it's incredible that he returned. And it's awesome that he's performing at the elite level that he's playing at, but he's gonna need some help from Middleton. And he's gonna need help from Jrue Holiday, who you reminded me earlier. Jrue Holiday, they gave up a couple of first round picks for him.
Yeah, they did.
They need him to play like the guy that had 20 and 10 against the Nets. And Chris Middleton, he's vastly different stats-wise when they win versus when they lose. And in particular, on the road versus at home. Those guys are got to be better if this is going to be a long series.
Yeah, they absolutely do. I mean, Giannis just needs help. It felt like Pat Connaughton was the second option last night, and they're not going to win the NBA Finals if you're relying on Pat Connaughton, who I love, to be the second option for the Milwaukee Bucks.
You know what happens, Jaylen, when you're shooting bricks like that? And those are great graphics. There's a Jerry West logo on the side, a sticker on the side of the backboard, and mm-hmm. people always say, you missed that. You're trying to give Jerry the logo a concussion. You know what I'm saying? Because he's not wearing a helmet.
One.
You shoot.
He's in concussion protocol right now. He's in concussion protocol right now because I remember exactly the one you're talking about. It actually ended up working out for him. Went off the backboard, looked like a pass. Jalen, there was a moment
trying
last
to get the logo
night,
a concussion.
When they usually when they play sound from coaches, it's just like, hey guys, hustle harder, let's win. But there was a moment last night between Monty Williams and DeAndre Ayton that really, really touched me. Let's listen to head coach of the Phoenix Suns, Monty Williams, talk to his young star.
This is the deal. One, you're getting back in transition. You don't have Giannis, find a man and be a guard. Two, look at me. You set a high level for yourself. That's why you're down. That's great. Now go reach that level, okay? And you can reach it with force. Doesn't have to be stats all the time. Go dominate the game with force, okay? Because you set a high level for yourself. Go dominate the game with force. Let's go.
You're not going to get 2019 every single finals game, DeAndre Ayton. And the way that Monty Williams communicated that to him, said it's not all about stats, really just seemed like high-level coaching in a high-pressure situation.
Monty Williams, Mark Bryant, Willie Green, you've heard me say this all year, family. Player development with Jordan, Campaign, Bridges, and Ayton. They mm-hmm. were winning in the second quarter before DeAndre Ayton got his first 2 points. And there's a lot more responsibility on him without Saric. And now Craig is going to be out. And as a young player, you notice sometimes guys judge how well they're playing by how well they're scoring. And that's basically what he was letting him know. Continue to change ends of the floor. Continue to be somebody that impacts the game. And that's what he started to do. And before you know it, his effort allowed him to fall into a dunk and then get a couple of layups. And one of my favorite plays in the history of basketball happened in this game.
What's that?
It was like the Harlem Globetrotters. Like 7 or 8 passes. Ball kept
on
moving.
The 12 pass, nobody the 12 pass possession.
Nobody yep. get hurt. Nobody move. Nobody get hurt. Ayton, boom. And one. And so that play signified to me that the Phoenix Suns are getting ready to win the championship this season.
Well, Jalen, I think that this series will at least go 5 games. And if this series does go back to Phoenix while you are on the road, you need to find this guy. You need to find this Suns fan and hang with him after game 5 because he's got it. You need to find that man right there when the series goes back to Phoenix, Jalen, because that is my guy.
He looked like, wait a minute, hold on. He looked like somebody I had a notable debate with like 10 years ago.
He looked like Shaggy from Scooby-Doo to me. Like, that's what he looked like to me. Now, Jalen, I'm going to say this is, I'm not going to say the series is going to be a sweep. I think that the Suns will win. I think it will go back to Phoenix. But just imagine if it is a sweep, because that would make this man, the Suns in four guy, that would make the Suns in four guy an absolute legend. A legend. We all know the Suns in four guy. If this is actually Suns in four, he will go down in Phoenix history and never buy another beer the rest of his life. Jalen, Dame Lillard is with Team USA, and he was asked about his future with the Portland Trail Blazers. Guess what? We'll tell you what he had to say right after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17 in New York City. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, Team USA is in full swing. And Dame Lillard was asked about his relationship with the Blazers. And here's what he had to say.
But anything that I have to say, I'm going to say it directly to Neil. And I'm going to address it directly with my team. So I don't really have nothing to say to you guys about it. You know, it's a lot of things being said. And sometimes words being put in my mouth and I haven't said anything.
Jalen, he didn't say much, but that doesn't mean we're not going to talk about it. What did he say or not say that you think is an indicator of his future?
He didn't make a long-term commitment, but he handled it like a true professional. Anything I say is going to be point A to B. See your way out of it. In other words, whatever I say to him and them, the only way y'all gonna know about it is if they say something, because I'm not saying anything. And that's how you want your franchise player who psychologically and or physically could be going through some career thoughts and changes at this point of his career. Mm. He's on Team USA. He's one of the elite players in the game. You got him under contract another few years, but I'm not gonna ignore this. Him and Chauncey Billups are gonna get along just fine. Mm-hmm. They just added Scott Brooks to the coaching staff too, who coached Russ at a couple of different spots. They have a really nice backcourt. CJ McCollum is still there. Nurkic is a guy that's been inconsistent, giving him minutes down low. And so if you're Portland, by no means do you panic, because Chauncey Billups is going to be a great hire, just like Tyronn Lue ended up being a great hire.
Jalen, you know what? You did a great job translating how he felt and what you heard. Do you know what I heard? Dame Lillard to the Knicks. That's what I heard. Dame Lillard to the Knicks. That's what I heard. I don't know what you heard, but I heard Dame Lillard to the Knicks in Madison Square Garden, pairing with Julius Randle, get Mitchell Robinson back, and you bring the title to Madison Square Garden. That's what I heard. Moving our attention to the NFL and the quarterback situation in New Orleans, which you and I don't think should be a competition. No. However, general manager Mickey Loomis said that Taysom Hill and Jameis Winston are going to be competing for the job. What do you think?
I just love when we were having this conversation. We were like, okay, let's actually compare them as quarterbacks and look at the TDs versus interceptions. Like, and it's just so funny. You asked for them to put covered punts on there, but I see that didn't make the graphic, right?
No. I mean, and total yards wasn't on there either. And total yards is not even close. There's one quarterback and one sort of like five-tool player. I'm going to have my quarterback play quarterback. The guy that plays quarterback, I'll have him be the quarterback. The guy that's also a tight end, also a running back, also in punt coverage, he can do that other stuff.
Remember when we had Cam Jordan on the show, we asked him about the quarterback position without Drew Brees. And he never mentioned Taysom Hill.
I didn't hear Taysom Hill's name, not once.
His name never was said. So again, he's a productive football player, and there are gonna be times where he makes big time plays. But if you're the Saints, give the job to Jameis. But I understand he gotta earn it. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But
we know who's gonna start week one.
He's gonna play really well. I think he's gonna play really well. I think people underestimate Jameis. And he likes to throw that long ball.
Yes, he does. Moving on to the defensive side of the ball, Jalen. Just take a look at this video of Chase Young. Just imagine being a quarterback or a running back and having that man wake up and just want to hurt you.
You know what?
What?
I got to get in shape.
You know? You too. I know you've been on the road with the finals.
Yeah,
I haven't been able to get in the gym.
I've been eating room service, you know, drinking fruity drinks. You know, I've been eating hibachi. You know, fried food.
I got
you know,
shape.
Chips, Eatos.
It is a big, big season Chase, for Chase Young.
But in all honesty, they just need some quarterback play though. Like we can't overlook that. I ain't mad at Ryan Fitzpatrick, and their defense led by him is going to be terrific. But they got to get some quarterback play if they're going to win the division.
Absolutely, Jalen Rose. While we were all focused on Game 2 of the NBA Finals, the greatest athlete in the history of sports won the Scripps National Spelling Bee. 14-year-old Zaila Avant-Garde not just won the Spelling Bee, but then we unearthed her other talents. This woman can not only spell, but watch what else she can do. Jalen, look at this woman. I mean, I don't even know what this is. I don't even know what this is. What is this?
She's a queen to me. Whew. Like, such an inspiration. So much intellect, discipline, hard work, sacrifice, dedication. Like, I want to applaud her entire support group, her family, her coaches, like everybody that's doing such an amazing job for this young lady. Who's an amazing inspiration, Jacoby. The way people see the greatness in a Michael Jordan or LeBron James or a Tom Brady, that's how I see in this beautiful, talented young lady. And I like how you said unearthed, because in the 96 years of that spelling bee, 96 years, the first time an African American has won. That is glorious. And I stand with her. Very gracious, very proud of her.
Congratulations to Ms. Avant-Garde. Jalen, on Sunday, we have a must-win Game 3 for the Milwaukee Bucks in Milwaukee. Will that man get enough help to get a win in Game 3? We will tell you right after this. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
All right, listen to what Jim Valvano said 21 years ago. I now have a responsibility to also not ever give up. I'm not special. I just listened to what the man said. I listened to all that he said, everything that he asked of us, and that's to build the V Foundation.
You can honor Stuart Scott by supporting his cancer research fund at v.org/Stuart. And tune into the ESPYs for incredible stories of perseverance and inspiration. Saturday on ABC.
Saturday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific,
rest
Anthony
peace,
Mackey
Stu.
Hosts the 29th annual ESPY Awards from right here in the building that I'm in right now, Pier 17, the Seaport, New York City, coming from the rooftop.
Make sure you tune in.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen Rose, you'll be in the building in Milwaukee for a must-win game 3 for the Bucks. Jalen, what do you expect to happen?
So we've tied this parallel of the Big O going to Milwaukee, teaming up with Kareem and winning a championship like CP3 is now trying to do in Phoenix. You know when it happened, they swept that series. Phoenix now has two.
Mm-hmm.
And so going to Milwaukee, I need to see Giannis dominant like he was in the previous game. Just keep doing what you're doing. You're going to keep getting what you're getting. And that's buckets. Because Giannis is balling. He's just going to need some help. One leg jumpers, dunks with the left, dunks with the right, dunks with two hands, blocks. He's balling. He's going to need more people.
He needs more people. I mean, the first game, the Suns went, 25 or 26 from the free throw line. The next game, they go 20 from 40 from three. They're just getting these great performances from the Suns. But you need something from Holiday and Middleton to match that. Like, Giannis is coming out here and putting up historic, legendary performances in losses. You just need more help. But, Jalen, do you know why I think the Suns are going to win not just this series, but might even sweep? Chris Paul. When Chris Paul was traded to the Thunder, I didn't say to myself, you know what, one day he's going to lead a team to a championship. Admit it to yourself. We didn't say when he was with the Thunder, maybe he'll lead a team to the playoffs. Maybe he'll be a piece of a championship team. But he is leading this team to a championship. And he's so close to the finish line. He just will this team to victory. I'm predicting a Suns win in game 3. A Suns win in game 3
wow.
in Milwaukee.
You think so? Mm-hmm. I'm gonna be in Milwaukee with my Wally's broom for game 4?
We'll see. We will
wow.
see. Also on Saturday night, we have a career on the line. Conor McGregor, Dustin Poirier 3. Will McGregor win this fight and continue his career in the UFC?
I don't think so. I think there's rematches happening too fast and he ain't gonna have enough time to adjust.
We'll be back on Monday to talk about
check,
all
though.
Of it.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.